Chef Satina is making the marinade that we're all...
Gilberto Satina Jr. and his father are conducting a special class to teach high school students about the food of Yucatan, their native state in southern Mexico. The food is distinctive, with marinades made from tropical spices and citrus. Chef Satina says his restaurant, called Chichen Itza, after an ancient city of the Mayan people, appeals to people of all ethnicities.
We try to show our culture to the world.
Gilberto Satina Sr. worked for 20 years as an engineer, but for the past 11 years, he and his son have run this small restaurant in a Los Angeles marketplace. Critics have praised their cooking and included Chichen Itza on lists of the top Latino restaurants in the country. Some of the food is standard Mexican fare, including tortillas, the ubiquitous Mexican flatbread. Other dishes have roots in the cultures of southern Mexico, the ancient Mayans, and the more recent Lebanese immigrants. When they settled in Yucatan a century ago, they introduced a popular treat called kibis, fried patties of meat, bulgur wheat, mint, and spices. Dutch merchants brought Edam cheese, which is now a local staple. The signature dish, called cochinita pibil, is pork simmered in spices and wrapped in banana leaves. The lives of Mexican immigrants revolve around family, often extended families whose members live in both the United States and Mexico. Son Gilberto Satina Jr. was raised on both sides of the border.
So I really got to experience the culture, the food, and really get very involved with our family, and obviously anything that involves family with us involves cooking.
The Satinas have shared their family recipes in a cookbook called Sabores Yucatecos, or Yucatan Flavors. Most of the recipes come from Gilberto Satina Sr.'s mother and have never been written down. Co-author Catherine Diaz says the Yucatan Peninsula, although a part of Mexico, remained somewhat isolated after the Spanish conquest 500 years ago.
It was one of the last areas to be conquered, and so it's always maintained a bit of independence. Hence, its food is very different as well.
Members of this immigrant family take pride in sharing their cuisine and traditions with their neighbors. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles. Pickled onion.